This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police say a man who was killed by a police officer earlier this month was holding a marker, not a knife. The officer was responding to a domestic call when she and her partner confronted Brandon Cole. Video shows Cole ignored orders to freeze and that one officer's taser failed. The other officer shot Cole as he approached her with the marker. She said she thought it was a knife. Denver City Council is debating changing term limits for council seats and the mayor. Right now, council members and the mayor can serve 12 years total, but some want to make that 8 years. Ultimately, Denver voters would have to decide through a ballot initiative. The earliest that could happen is November of next year. State officials want people to understand recent changes to Colorado's red flag gun law. There's an awareness campaign and a new information hotline. The red flag law lets a judge take away a person's guns temporarily if they're a threat to themselves or others. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports since the law took effect in April, only one case has been filed.
So this year, Democrats in Colorado decided to expand the red flag law. So they added teachers, principals, doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, social workers, people who work in those industries can now ask judges to start that gun removal process.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. The federal government will roll back Colorado River water cuts after a wet winter. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Arizona and Nevada will get more water from the Colorado River next year. That's due to improved conditions at Lake Mead. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation released updated projections that show the reservoir will have enough water to downgrade from a level 2 shortage to a level 1. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 90s. Grand Junction staying warm and mountain highs in the 70s today and into the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.